he reportedly has had to be talked out of doing just that, and has since mused about firing Jeff Sessions, his attorney general, for recusing himself from the Russia probe. Trump has also considered firing Sessions' deputy, Rod Rosenstein, the only official who, according to regulations, has the power to fire Mueller. When Trump abruptly canceled a trip to Latin America, White House officials said it was because of the Syria matter, but aides later confirmed it was also because he wanted to figure out what to do about the Mueller investigation. Should Trump move to fire Mueller or any of the officials overseeing his probe, it would be a remarkable twist of history, his version of President Nixon's Saturday night massacre, prompted not by prosecutors unearthing illegal business dealings or alleged ties to Russia, but by claims from a porn actor and a former Playboy bunny that Cohen orchestrated hush money payments to bury details of alleged affairs with the president. Trump supporters believe such a firing would have its own internal logic, coming after the president's feeling that the special prosecutor's investigation traveled too far from its original purpose. Trump's scandals with women aren't new, of course. He was elected after voters heard a leaked tape from the Access Hollywood set in 2005 of Trump bragging about groping, kissing, and forcing himself onto women, and after 19 women went public with allegations of sexual misconduct against him. Records related to the tape were also reportedly of interest to investigators in the Cohen raid. But what has come to light are the machinations of Trump's entourage as it worked to keep quiet two of his alleged affairs. As the Cohen raids show, that could create potentially crippling legal vulnerabilities for the president and those close to him. Clifford says she met Trump in July 2006 at a celebrity golf tournament at Lake Tahoe. She was making a paid appearance, and the two rode in a golf cart together before Trump invited her to his hotel. Clifford said in a 2011 interview with In Touch Weekly that was published this January. After having sex, Clifford said Trump repeatedly promised to give her a spot on the Celebrity Apprentice. Melania Trump had recently given birth to the couple's son, Barron. During an interview with 60 Minutes in March, Clifford said a man approached her in a Las Vegas parking lot in 2011 and physically threatened her. "Leave Trump alone," he allegedly said. "Forget the story."